This is Alex Fiallo interviewing Patrick Moore for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, Visual Arts and the AIDS Epidemic Oral History Project on April 15th, 2017 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania at the Andy Warhol Museum. So let's dive right in. Can you tell me about when and where you were born and your early childhood?
I was born in Cherokee, Iowa on December 24th, 1962. And Cherokee, Iowa is a little farm town, about 6,000 people in northwest Iowa. The nearest city is Sioux City, Iowa. And Cherokee, Iowa is a well, what is there to say about Cherokee, Iowa? Cherokee, Iowa is a farming town, but it also, its primary industry was a meatpacking plant that became progressively less profitable, and but it was where my father worked. And so that was the main industry of the town. There was also a mental health, state mental health institute there, which was of importance to me because my grandmother would go and be committed there once in a while. And I was an only child. Early on, I realized I was a gay child, and my grandmother was my kind of confidant, best friend, babysitter, primary person in my life because both of my parents worked and we lived next door to my grandmother. So my grandmother had a huge role in my life, and my grandmother was an alcoholic and a drug addict. And you know, I think beyond being that, probably mentally ill too. So there was this rather kind of remarkable, quite beautiful building on the edge of the town, which was the State Mental Health Institute. And she would go there and be committed once in a while, and then she would come back and be prescribed what I later learned was antipsychotic medication. But of course she would drink on top of it. So I had this strange relationship with this woman, and it turned out that she didn't turn out. She was also an artist. So she was also the first artist in my life. And Zelma, which was her name, was that first connection to art for me, that first connection to somebody who did not have a traditional job, who didn't have a traditional life. And so she did not see me or identify me as a gay man, but she was an important figure in my life, and I kind of went on in my life there. And when I was in about the sixth grade of high school, my father went hunting with his buddies in Canada and came home and said, I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to buy this hunting resort in Canada. And I had gone there with them, with him and my cousins periodically, and I was this little gay boy, and I hated it. So I already kind of hated my life in Iowa, and then I found out that we were going to spend at least half of the year in Canada at this hunting resort, and it was 60 miles away to the nearest town of any size. So my life, which I thought was pretty miserable already, got worse. Because in Iowa, at that age, I was entering my teenage life, you know, I had kind of just discovered drugs and alcohol and become, you know, I'd kind of fallen in with the bad boys and girls. So I was starting to kind of find my place and become a little bit popular, or at least know how to interact with people